Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Before we get this started, and so that we don't get lost in the heat, we need to respect. By the way, hello, it's Clem and Kush 20 or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's 20.
And before we peel this onion of heat back, we need to take care of our greatest sponsor known to man in the history of free living world. And that's KansasCitySteaks.com. Now that the big game's over, you need to start angling towards Valentine's Day. Do you not?
Yeah, I'm sure your woman let you have the, you know, the big game party of a lifetime yesterday. But now it's time to start thinking about her. And you don't want to be a Johnny Amateur where you're trying to make reservations at the last second and go out to eat. That's amateur hour. All right, you get some Kansas City Steaks. You go to KansasCitySteaks.com.
You get the pellet grill fired up.
Yeah.
You get your Wellington on the deal. You get your lobster tail.
You don't leave the house. You hit the back porch. We've got 70 degrees right now in Florida.
She comes over. You guys are doing your Valentine deal. She's like, "Are we going to dinner?" No, I've prepared an unbelievable meal via Kansas City Steaks. You want a Wellington? I got you, babe. You want chicken? You want a lobster tail?
Lobster tail.
I got you. Nothing is better for Valentine's Day than a nicely catered. You had to think about it and create it yourself. Well, I mean, Kansas City Steaks does all the hard work. They send you the good stuff. You just make it up real good.
And it's KansasCitySteaks.com/Valentine, right?
Yes, and then Bubba on the code. When there's a time to type in a code, type in Bubba. And that gets you some, like, I think free shipping and a bunch of great stuff.
Yeah, you get the free shipping and 10% off your order.
Listen, the Chiefs are kind of bummed out right now. But I'll tell you right now, at least I could have told the Buccaneers, at least we live in the same place Kansas City Steaks is based out of, buddy.
That's true. That will help dull their pain.
Exactly. KansasCitySteaks.com/Valentine?
Yes.
KansasCitySteaks.com/Valentine's, and then use Bubba as your code. Thanks. Love those guys. What the fuck, Seth? Like, that's what I'm going to say here. Like, I don't even know. Like, what the fuck, buddy? You're my, like, fuck. You're lucky I didn't absolutely lose my shit today. Well, you're absolutely lucky I did. You're lucky I, like, I am medicated and shit, because fuck,
lucky,
you little fucking asshole.
Lucky I'm medicated.
No, you're lucky.
You're
lucky.
You're lucky. I'm here. I apologize. For people that don't know what we're talking about, we were referencing...
Bunch of fucking bullshit's what we're referencing.
We're referencing Snags on the air, and I called him Rhett, and then I got into this whole thing where I said calling him Snags is stupid, and I didn't want to get hit with a bat by Anna. And I faced you on the show, and I didn't even, 99% of the time I know what I'm saying, and I kind of just started speaking in tongues for half of that, and I apologize.
And you put me in a corner, made me look like a fucking pussy. And I was just
I'm not like, you can say whatever you want to me on the air. I don't have any issue with
that. No,
it.
You can't. I can't say anything.
You can. You can. I mean, people off the air say shit, so you can say something on the air.
So then here's what happens. You do that. You face me up. I back it down because I don't want no fucking. I know what your fucking intention was, but I'm telling you what really happened. Like, you faced me the fuck up. I was at a crossroads where I go, what the fuck? Yeah, you're going to get hit. And yes, his name's a Snag. He says, no, it's not fucking stupid. And if you think it's stupid, then take me aside privately and tell me and we'll talk through it. Don't fucking face me up now. I don't do anything about it. So the fans think I look like a fucking pussy. All my employees think I look like a pussy because I would never let anybody act that way. And then the fans jump on you, which gets you fucking mad. Like, what the fuck, Seth? Fucking asshole, they jump on you. That messes up your fucking mentals.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
Then you sit over there like you're all mad and shit. I'm trying to fucking just scramble around and do a good show. The old Bubba would have flipped out on you and made everybody fucking mad and made the affiliates mad because I fucking walked out and called you a little motherfucker. Fuck, you're better than that. You're a fucking veteran.
I am, and that's why I listen, if you said that stuff on the air, it's fine. You're saying it off the air. You're saying it on a podcast. It is fine. I was wrong for what I said today. I didn't mean for it to come out that way. I will say, I don't think the snacks thing is stupid. I just don't want to get hit with a bat at all. You know, that's it. And so I guess I just, you know, that came out in a way
and
that I was
let's just be honest. You don't like Anna. You hate her. And you don't want to be hit, even if it doesn't hurt or not, by her, because it's like a fucking little mental deal. It's a mental game that you're playing within yourself, and I get it. That's how you fucking operate.
But
don't shove it up my ass, kid.
Bubba, I agree about not shoving it up your ass. That it doesn't have anything to do with it, you know, liking or disliking on it. It's just that I just don't want to. I'm not like a, you know, I'll do stuff for the show. I know it's not enough for a lot of the Bubba Army that, you know, I don't do enough after shows.
It's the agreement that you and I have.
Right, but I don't really want, if you were like, hey, dude, come be a co-host and we're going to whale you with the bat every now and again, I would have said, you know, that's not for me.
It was an in-game gimmick that up with, and that you could have very well just taken me aside and go, hey, Spunyo, I don't really like the bat deal.
No.
You know, and I would have said, and you know me, what would I have said?
You would have been cool with it, but I don't want to put my, I don't want to put myself above anybody else that has to get hit with the bat. I just felt like,
and that's the case, then we need to abandon the bat deal so nobody fucking feels one way or the other.
I just felt like I got hit with the bat a few times last week, and I felt like that was good, and I just didn't, going into this week, I was like, I really don't want to get hit with the bat again. So
tell me that privately.
I will. I just didn't expect for it to come up in that way. And
when you did it, honest to God, listen, can I tell you this?
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's done. Fucking, we don't even have to talk about it anymore.
No, I know.
I accept your apology.
Okay, thank you.
Now, but when you did it, could you tell I was mad? And could you say, and did you, in your little peanut head, were you going, oh, fuck.
No.
I just fucking dissed my boy. You weren't?
Yeah, no, I knew, I know exactly what's happening. Yes, I knew when you kind of backed down. I knew that was bad. I knew I looked bad. I knew that, you know, it looks like you're not going after me, and I'm special, and I, you know, I'm above all the other people here, and I don't want that to be the case. You know, I did go back and apologize to Caveman and Lummy. You know, apologize to Anna and Blitz and Dr. Dan right here.
Nobody needs.
Well, there's already an issue here, and I know it's on the outside, it's on the inside. People are upset about how I get treated here, and
that's just the way it is.
I understand.
Dan treats his number one head nurse more than the girl that's answering the fucking phones.
I understand.
I got some people that I answer the phones, and I got some guy that's my fucking scrub nurse.
And I'm the scrub nurse?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what that was. It sounds like a dirty job.
I think it's kind of high up.
Okay.
I don't know.
So
I mean, you're like my nurse in there.
I know what I bring to the table, and yes, I know that I'm important for you. We've discussed it many times. I don't think that's like a massive ego thing, but I don't want, you know, when stuff like that happens, it's like, oh yeah, he's letting Seth off the hook.
You're my Devontae Adams. I mean, you know, I'm fucking Aaron Rodgers. You're my Devontae Adams. You know, don't fuck with me.
I was not trying to make you look bad. I think, you know, there's no power struggle here. There's no like disdain for you. There's not me trying to, you know, take over the show. It's nothing like that.
I don't want one day for you to hate me like as much as you hate the other
guy.
And
I don't want to either.
And like you'd be like, oh yeah. And like, cause I'd be like, motherfucker, I didn't do anything wrong
with
this guy.
But I won't hate you like I hate Drew. That wore on me because I was the executive producer and I didn't think that Drew was doing what he needed to do to take care of the people on his show. I've never thought that about you, Bubba. Like, you look out for everybody on your show, and you've looked out for me, and you continue to look out for me and the podcasting and the other opportunities that I've gotten because of your podcast. I come to you. I'm very appreciative of all that stuff. So no, there's no turning on you. All I can do is I will say things from time to time that get people mad here, that get you upset, personal things. And all, you know, when I realize my mistake, all I can do is apologize.
I
won't
tell you
it.
This, man. Thank you. I want to thank you because you did feel that I was fucking steaming. And right after the show, after everybody had cleared, you know, you rang your little bell and you're like, hey. And we started fucking breaking it down. We had in full disclosure to everybody that listens to our podcast here, we had a little bit of a conversation about what we're talking about now as soon as the show's ended. And we kind of worked through some stuff. And then I'm like, hey, maybe we could talk about this on the podcast. Because the one thing about our podcast is it's like the fucking realest shit we got going.
Yes.
Half the shit that we talk about on the podcast could never be anywhere else. Right? I mean, it's what makes the podcast really exclusive. Like, I mean, I couldn't call Phoebe up and say, Phoebe, are you going to take those titties and take them around the farm for Seth?
No, that just could not happen anywhere
no.
else.
No. And then she talk about it. So I am so thankful, and I appreciate you manning up as soon as the mics are off and saying, "Hey, dude, I'm sorry." Like, and so you know what? I didn't know if you were going to do that or not, and that shows a lot that you did that because you know you felt that I was fucking. You know, you just felt the uncomfortableness. So thank you for doing that. No. And I'm cool, buddy.
Okay,
I'm
know. Cool as fuck. I'm not here to make your job any more difficult. And look, I don't care. I will take a beating in chat. I understand. I'm okay. People don't like me, and it'll never be enough. But I do want to make sure that I'm not putting you in a difficult situation.
No,
and I did that today, and I apologize.
But chat. And everybody else needs to realize they don't need to hate on you. They just that you have a different dynamic. Different people have different roles. And I don't play favorites. I just have to manage people differently within my world. And you have to take the show, not you. The listeners and the people in chat have to take the show and remove it, the show, and realize that it's still a business. And I have to manage people to keep our product, with the business that we're in, fresh, funny, you know, and good.
Yes.
And so in doing that, I have to manage people differently. I manage Seth differently than I manage Blitz, differently than I manage Anna, differently than I manage Lummy, differently than I manage Snags.
Yeah, Snags.
Stupid name.
No, it's fine.
Stupid name.
I
almost think that Snags went a hold of you, got a hold of you and said, "Hey, can you do your best to fucking get that Snags name off me?"
No, I read a podcast review that said they hated Snags, and then I was like, yeah, Snags is stupid. And I like Snags. I've always liked Snags. I thought it was a good name. And then I read one podcast review, and it's like, I like everything but the forced nickname on Snags. And then all of a sudden, I started imagining myself getting beaten with a baseball bat.
Oh, man, this is fucking deep.
Yeah, I'll tell my new therapist, Melanie, about it on Thursday. We'll save it for
that. That's the one Larry Buehler got you hooked up with.
Yeah, Larry Buehler's got me hooked up with direct access counseling.
Now, are you really gonna tell her? Like, how would you, like, I'm not trying to get into a HIPAA violation here, but, like, what would you say to her? Like, how would you frame this particular issue?
I don't know, especially because we're coming out of my first session where she thought that I might have an eating disorder, which I think I'm way too fat to have one, so.
Hold on. She thinks she got an eating disorder?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to eat enough?
Because I don't
like
really.
Like a Karen Carpenter deal?
Because I don't like to eat, and then, sometimes I throw up, so she thinks that.
I think you definitely got a fucking, I mean, I don't know if it's, well, I guess it would be an eating disorder.
Well, you know,
now, do you throw up on anxiety, or sometimes do you throw
anxiety.
Up after eating?
No, anxiety. She goes, like
you're not a finger down your throat, or are
no,
you?
No, no. I go, I care about how I look and feel, but I not enough to where like I'm going to throw up because I want to look skinny. I go, it's not anything.
Plus, that's bad for your teeth. It eats the enamel off your teeth.
Yeah. No, I brushed this morning. I'm good. Yeah. But yes.
Are you going to tell Melanie, hey, Melanie, my new therapist, I fucking freaked out on my boss, and he's like my buddy, and I really made a horse's ass out of myself, and I feel real bad about it. Everybody fucking hates me, and we're just doing good.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just play the tape for it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's so fucked up is that we have, as a boss and employee, we fucking brought, you know, we're talking about this publicly. Like, you know, it's a real slippery slope here, what we're doing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Talking about what publicly? Our issues or my therapy session?
All of it.
Oh.
Like, you know, how we behind the scenes kind of shit, you know?
I don't mind talking about that stuff. I think it's shit people need to know about. I know that you have some conversations here with people that don't go out over the radio, and you know, but my shit happened on the radio, and we
fixed it.
And I got to accept responsibility for it. And it. You know, if I look like a bitch or whatever, it's fine. Like, it's
yeah, but when they
okay.
tell you look like a bitch, you got to just kind of fucking take it this time.
Well, I just said it's like, if you want to call me a bitch and that makes you like
you bitch.
You feel better about shit?
Little
great.
Bitch.
Like I know
little
that
fucking snowflake and bitch.
Are you playing a soundbite or is that actually
me.
You?
That's me. I'm just kind of having these Tourette's type outbursts. No. Little fucking bitch.
I know that we're just here so people can judge us, everything we say, how we look. That's exactly what we're here for.
Oh,
so.
I just got a news flash. Seth is a bitch.
Yeah.
So sorry.
I'm a bitch and I don't handle things the way maybe a 39-year-old man should. But all I can do is
pussy.
Learn and
pussy ass little bitch.
Try to handle things better. So
pussy ass little bitch.
I think for being here for a year plus, probably having like 3-4 issues, I don't think that's too bad.
Not too bad. You just fucking shot out of a cannon. I love you. You're almost Stockholming me on a reverse psychology. You
no,
fucking yo deal.
I don't. If you need to suspend me,
shut the fuck up. I ain't suspended
without pay,
shit.
Or if the, you know you need to kick me off the.
Shut the fuck up. How about I get a hit you at the fucking baseball bat?
That's fine.
And you listen, therapist, the thing I was getting away from, Bubba, ended up doing it anyway.
Can I tell you, can I just be honest with you about what really got me?
Break it down. Don't be mad.
No, okay. When you got Lummy by his hair, like I took video of that and I watched it over the weekend. I was like, fuck.
That was pillar to post, kid.
That was pillar to post. And I never
pillar to post you ever.
But I don't want to get pillar to posted.
You're not a pillar to posting kind of guy.
I know, but I don't know if Lummy's a pillar to post.
Yes, he's whatever I tell him to do. It's the whole premise of the fucking Stockholm gimmick.
But I watched the video of you like grabbing.
It was violent.
It was, and I go, fuck.
I think I had my teeth gritted too.
I don't want this to be me in my.
It's never gonna be you, you little bitch. Why are you worried about it?
I'm not worried.
Phil Jackson had to push Will Perdue harder than he did Michael Jordan. Fuck. Right? I mean, come the fuck on. Michael can fucking self-police, bitch.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I just, you know, okay.
You're my fucking Scottie Pippen. He's my Luke Longley. Come on, buddy. Dumb fuck. You know that. You're never going to get pillar to posted. Nobody's going to get pillar to posted.
I'm just trying to give you a deep dive of to where I'm coming from. It all stems from something. And my mom's not to blame for this shit if you were sitting with a regular therapist.
No way. Nobody blames your mom on this deal. In fact, you need to give your mom more credit for the normality that you do have.
No, I don't.
Little fucking things trying to keep you on the straight and narrow, but she's just tough.
She's not. She's not trying
it's
to keep No one's
tell
trying
you this.
To.
I'll deep dive you, motherfucker.
No one's trying
it's
to keep
tough
me.
To fucking, it's tough to manage. You're a very tough person to deal with, from your wife to your mom to your employer to your fucking friend. But I'm your friend, I'm your boss, your mom, your fucking wife, everybody. It's just it's tough, Seth.
Bubba,
you're a fucking handful.
I got a big time podcast up where you storm out of the show. I mean, you're tough to deal with.
No, yeah, I
and
am.
And that's okay.
I am.
That's okay.
Am.
And my mom's
but
tough
I think
to
I'm
deal
a,
with.
I think I'm a tad easier than you are. I think I am a little tad easier. My mom fucking loves me. We have a great relationship.
Well, don't throw that in my face that I've had a rocky relationship with my mom because we're so similar.
You know what? That's the problem is that you guys won't back down. She is like kind of trying to, she's a one-upper.
I back down every time. This time that I called my mom, we talked about it on the podcast last time. I called her. Like, I, you know.
I know. You're the one that kind of gave in the hard-headedness.
Yeah. And then
I got just nonstop, and she just tries to, I'll talk to her, then she has to just get that one little thing in. If she would just say that one last little smart-ass sentence that she does sometimes with you.
Dude, Bubba, sometimes just shit is fucked up, man. And I'll just tell you, shit is fucked up in my life right now.
Anything I can do?
No, I'm not, like, bitching, but, like, there's things going on, just, you know, important things that are going on in my life that are
right. There's a lot of fucked up shit. But
and everybody deals with it.
Have you looked at the good things that are going on in your life? I'm really not to be Johnny fucking Appleseed here, but I'm just saying.
Oh, here we go.
No, but
good things in life, guy.
Listen,
everybody loves this fucker.
No, fuck you, bitch. My shit's fucked up, too. But, god dang, the only thing that's keeping me going is the fact that I do got some good shit going, too.
I understand.
We're making money.
There is good shit going on. We could talk about
it. I mean, it could be worse, or we could absolutely. Do you know the state of radio? It's fucked. There's a lot of people we know that don't even have jobs. They can't even go to a fucking studio and even do a podcast because the radio's just, they don't own their own content.
Yeah,
they don't have a fucking studio. They don't have an audience. Better yet, they don't have a global fucking brand like we do.
Yeah, but Chad and Christie got a job in Oregon, and Corey Dillon got a job in San Diego, and we're still in Tampa. I'd love to see the Pacific Northwest at least once.
Well, go be on the Chad and fucking Christie correspondence then, buddy. Fuck.
You know, they're not hiring a full-time producer right now, but if I wanted to make $9 an hour and work at the Blockbuster.
You'd sit on there.
In Eugene.
Work at the Blockbuster in Eugene.
They do have a Blockbuster.
Yeah, but listen, buddy, I know there's a lot of fucked up shit going on right now, but you got a lot. Actually, motherfucker, this is outside of the pay. Outside, because I know you've been with Johnny Big Bucks over there, but outside of the pay, this is probably the best and happiest you've ever been in radio with getting to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah. But
you dreamed of being the guy that did the that was the official podcast of the Lightning. That was an absolute fucking dream for you.
Yes.
And got
you know
it.
What? And I had a bad interview yesterday with the Lightning, you know? So there's shit that I
What do you mean?
I had the shittiest interview that I've ever had.
As part of the podcast?
Yeah, and I did it an hour before the Super Bowl, and I was just fucking crushed. Like, it was a good name, and, you know.
And you just didn't do good.
No, they told me it was going to be difficult because he's not too excitable, and I'm like, no problem. I've talked to the younger guys before.
But they gave you the forewarning. They didn't expect the Steve Stamkos type level either.
I know, but it was 10 minutes. Like, I got done, and I was just.
I had a shitty show today because of you, but it doesn't seem mean from not doing this fucking podcast. Pick up your big boy shorts, buddy.
Shitty show? What was it?
Yeah, it was fucking horrible. I was scrambling around for a gorilla glue fucking deal.
Because of me?
Yeah, you threw me off.
Oh.
You know gosh darn well you fucking threw me off.
But if I could pick up the pieces, fuck so boy. Can you.
I did fucking pick up the pieces. I didn't storm out of the studio and yoke you the fuck up like I should have.
Oh, you should have fucking tried to yoke me up.
I would. You want to do it right now?
No.
Okay.
But if you want to hit me with the bat,
my shoulder hurts. I trained.
I know. Did you really train?
No, I just said so.
And plus, I didn't get invited to your Super Bowl party. And it's
I
just
don't
like,
invite you to anything because you're not going to go and you're miserable about going anywhere. Well,
give me a try. I didn't get to try Larry Plumber's Sloppy Joe's. How do you think I feel when I'm hearing about what a good time you had?
Oh,
and I'm on
Larry Plumber's Sloppy Joe's are to absolutely fucking die for.
With onions?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
With onions, brown sugar, mustard? Yeah, I said mustard.
Did you bang Mary?
No, but I came close.
How close?
Real close.
Did Larry know?
We got caught in the art shed.
Oh, fuck.
Messing around.
Yeah?
I saw the lips on her. She's got these. She's really, really conservative, but she's got these lips tattooed on her ass.
Right, shut the fuck up.
No, for real. She's like the most conservative
you
woman
saw
I've
her
ever
ass?
Met. I've seen the lips on her ass.
How?
Red lips that she got tattooed at Lou's Tattoo back in like 05. She's so conservative.
And she showed it to you?
I've been in that territory before. I've seen him.
What did Larry say?
Don't worry about what he said. He doesn't know about a lot of it.
Was anybody rooting for the Chiefs yesterday at your
yeah,
party?
Yeah, Larry and Sumo, fuckers.
Oh, why? For the Midwest?
Sumo had like $2,000 on it, so it made it a miserable experience.
Oh, he put $2,000?
He had $2,000 on it. I'm like, Sumo? So, goddamn, I got to you gonna make money to win money. You got to put big money up, motherfucker. Like, man, but you're over there ripping against the Bucks, man. You're fucking, that guy, you got to have two, my man. 50-50.
Did you want Sumo to win the money? Were you rooting for
yeah.
the Chiefs so Sumo could win $2,000?
I don't care. I mean, I was rooting for the Bucks. I was wanting Sumo. Don't fucking dance against me, cuzzo.
But let's be honest, even though we live in Tampa Bay, Bubba, if the Bucks would have lost, you would have been the same today, right?
I don't give a fuck.
Right? I don't
I'm
care.
A Packer fan.
Right? I don't care either. Like, I'm so happy for the real Bucks fans.
But, you know, the Bucks are my, even though I'm good friends with Tom Brady and I actually caught a pass for him.
You can't have a second favorite team. Let's just say we live here and that we're happy for the city. I think
there
that sounds better.
Hi, we live here and we're happy for the city and we are Lightning and Rays fans.
Because it's the,
how about that?
Yeah, that works because I'm not a Buccaneers fan. I'm just happy for the guys that are Bucks fans.
I am too. Snags. I mean, Rat.
Okay. All right. I.
What's officially is his name? Do I have to change it back to Rhett
it's
now?
Because
you get a fucking $250 fucking
it's
name
snags.
Change kicker.
I didn't.
Did you get a $250 name change kicker?
He hasn't said anything to me about Snags. He's totally cool with it. This is on me. This is not on Snags.
Now you're questioning me. You're like, oh man, you're losing it, buddy. You can't even be funny. That guy's clearly not a Snags. He's clearly a fucking
no.
Rhett
no. I didn't say you're losing it. You're on top of your game. Huh. That's why I show up.
I did have a zinger going in today that I even impressed myself today. Like, I just fucking nailed it.
Oh, was it one of the decap ambulance keys one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
That was. I was like, man, I just fucking nailed that one. Because usually fucking Blabbermouth over there gets the zinger, but I got one in. Good for me.
Who's that? Who's Blabbermouth?
You.
Oh, thank you.
80% of the time, you're the zing-zung zinger.
Well, I apologize that I wasn't today.
I'm tired of arguing with you all fucking day. You're weird and you're fucked up in the head. Join the rest of us, buddy.
I mean, is it over? Because we still have to thank Jamie from Northern Heat and Air.
Oh, he is absolutely
Northern
the best ever.
Northern AC Heat and Refrigeration.
He is one of our sponsors as well.
Yes.
Even though Art19 will try to sneak in a couple free ones.
Yeah.
Trying to get to the bottom of that.
Sorry if you guys heard any pre-rolls here. We're trying to get paid for those. But make sure you call Jamie at Northern AC Heat and Refrigeration. He's sponsoring Clement Kush for the month of February. 941-758-7007. You mentioned Clement Kush. Get 20% off any repair and $750 off any new unit.
That's only at Jamie AC Heat Repair. Willie, what's the number one more time?
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now. It's 941-758-7007, and the phone number is in the episode notes for this very podcast that you're listening to.
And probably after this nice sponsorship, you'll hear like a Steve Francis Chevrolet outside of Denver if you live in Boulder.
Yes, but let us know what
we're not getting paid for.
Let us know what you're hearing, and when you hear it that way, we can try to find out.
Yeah, because we're telling you right now, our only two sponsors are Jamie from Northern Heat Air there in refrigeration, and Kansas City steak.
Yes, Bubba.
So, any other ones that you hear geo targeted, please tell on ourselves.
Bubba did send a stern email to the podcast company, and they said that we will be compensated for them, but we have not heard back.
We're big time podcast stars. What the fuck?
I know we're doing $100,000 a month, and I got a short month here in February. Can you listen to this podcast twice, people? Help me out here. It's not leap year.
Is that one of your fucking, you know, things too? Is that one of the things you're freaked out about? We got a short month and you may not hit your numbers?
I'm not worried about it, but it's
I think you are. Brought it up right off the tip of your fucking tongue. I'm just saying.
Well, what's wrong with wanting to make sure that we keep up our numbers?
No, I know it, but I mean, it might be causing you a little anxiety.
Your
anxiety buffet. A buffet of anxiety.
I'll say that the things that are going on in my life are so big that I probably wouldn't even talk about it right now, just because it's that, you know, it's nothing like a podcast, a number that's tripping me out. It's just bigger stuff.
It's like my wife.
No, it's not sex. It's not anything like that. It's bigger shit that if I felt comfortable talking about on the air.
I don't want you to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. But
I just want to give you a big hug and let you know I love you. And
well, I love you.
We're good.
Thank you.
I forgive you. We don't have to fucking mention it again. You apologize to everybody here. You don't have to go individually and tell people you're sorry for being a fucking horse's ass. All you're just a horse's ass, and sometimes people are horse's ass.
That's it. I apologize for it. They were good.
You want to make out?
Fuck no. I know it's a stupid idea. Why don't you go hit people with baseball bats? Tookie tookie. I've got the move that really move them. I said chill, up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.